One of the things that people really appreciate about Keysoft is that it's extremely helpful when you're not sure what to do next. You can always press a help key and get information that's relevant. At any point in Keysoft, you can get information about the options that are available. To do this, you press the help key. On beta units, that is units with a Braille keyboard, the help key is space with dots 125 or space with H. On QT units, there is a dedicated help key, and that is the second key from the left on the bottom row. So you have the control key, and then next to it, the second from the left, is the help key. You recall that after resetting the unit, we are at the main menu, so I'm going to press the help key now. For the purposes of this tutorial, I have a Brownote MPower BT in front of me, so I'm going to press space with dots 125, space with H for help. You can press, if you have a QT, the equivalent help key, the second key from the left, on the bottom row.
To review the options, press space. To select any menu option, no, press its initial letter. Main menu.
So those very clear instructions tell us that if we press the space bar to review the menu, we can do that. Or if we know the menu option that we want to select, we can just press its initial letter to get straight to that menu. You can use the help key anywhere in Keysoft and get help that is genuinely helpful. It won't affect your work, and as soon as you've dealt with the help message, you've heard it or you've read it on the Braille display, you'll be returned to the exact position from which you invoked the help key. There are some situations with help when the help system will show you a series of commands that are available to you. You can press enter on the displayed command, and that will cause the command to be executed. So you can use a space bar, for example, to move through the commands and then press the enter key, and that will actually execute the command that's being talked about. If you have a BrailleNote MPower and you wish to review a longer help message on the Braille display, this is a chance for us to introduce you to the advance and the back thumb keys. You would press the advance thumb key to move through a message or a document, and that will scroll the Braille display a line at a time, and you can press the back thumb key to review, to move back through the information that you have on the Braille display.